This is episode 1035. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. How are you doing today? I welcome you to the fifth episode in our seven-part series we've been exploring this week, and that is targeted techniques for your top stressors. So you let me know what some of your top stressors are, and I'm sharing with you targeted techniques to help you manage them. And so today you're going to be guided and receive a little insight and inspiration regarding loneliness. And I'm Mary Meckley. I share a different meditation technique every single day on the podcast. And each technique is customized around a weekly theme. So we explore a topic in depth. And this week we are exploring in depth, as I mentioned, top stressors. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to share with you some wisdom from Gretchen Rubin. And she has a podcast. I believe it's called The Happiness Project. And she shares an article on Psychology Today talking about seven types of loneliness and why it matters. And she talks about how one key, maybe the key, she says, to happiness is strong connections to other people. And I would add to that that I have noticed with people I work with and with myself as well, that the key to happiness is self-awareness, feeling connected with you at your finest. That's what you do as you meditate. And so what I'm going to do for your meditation technique today to help you manage loneliness is to share with you seven of her key identifiers to loneliness, and you figure out what kind of loneliness you might be experiencing or may be prone to experience, and then focus on this in your meditation, because until you know the true type of loneliness that you are experiencing, then you might not really know how to target it. So Gretchen Rubin gives some great insight on loneliness that I'm going to share with you now. So be listening to what kind of loneliness you identify with most, and then you can really target it and manage it. And you may even find that you might identify with several of these different types, or you may find that you have your own spin to some of the different identifiers I'll be sharing with you. So here we go. You can settle into your meditation space as you listen to this, or you can simply listen, and then when you identify the kind of loneliness that you're prone to experiencing, then take that deeply into your meditation. So, the seven identifiers of loneliness, according to Gretchen Rubin, is number one, new situation loneliness. And this is the kind of loneliness you may experience if you're brand new somewhere. Maybe you've moved and you're brand new to your area, or maybe you're at a brand new job. Consider how you respond to this kind of loneliness. For you, this may be a fun challenge where you get to start over and meet all brand new people. But for other people, this can feel incredibly lonely. So that's the first type of loneliness. The second type is the I'm different loneliness. And this is when you're someplace that's not unfamiliar, so you're familiar with it, but you feel different from other people in an important way that makes you feel isolated. So For example, she gives the example that maybe you have a really strong faith and you find that people in this area or this group that you're part of don't celebrate any kind of faith. In fact, they might not be crazy about the kind of faith you celebrate. So that can be very isolating. So consider your unique condition. The third type of loneliness, I'm sure we can all relate at some time or another, is the no sweetheart loneliness. That's when you feel as though you are isolated because you don't have a romantic partner. And you can especially feel this way if you're around other people who are coupled up, who do have romantic partners. Now, I know other people who love independence, and they are not interested in a long-term romantic partner, or else they have many people that they have friendships with that are so meaningful, they just don't really feel like they need a romantic partner. So just consider your unique response to this kind of loneliness. Now, the fourth kind of loneliness she talks about, I kind of had to smile. And if you own a pet, you can relate. It's called the no animal loneliness. She says many people have a deep need to connect with animals. If this describes you, you're sustained by these relationships in a way that human relationships don't replace. So you might have a pet, especially a dog. I think dogs are so loyal and unconditionally loving that it's easy to feel really committed to your dog. But some people may have an animal, well, they don't really feel like if the animal wasn't there, they would be missing something important in their lives. But I know other people where their animal means just as much to them as a loved one. Now, number five is the no time for me loneliness. And that's when you're surrounded by people and they're very friendly to you, but they just don't seem to have the time to commit to doing anything outside of just casual friendliness. And so there's no real deep connection. Or maybe you visit friends you've had for a long time, but maybe, for example, they've gotten married or had a child, and their life has changed so drastically that you can't really relate to each other anymore if, say, for example, you're single with no children. And this can feel isolating because you feel like you've lost an important person in your life. Now, I will say that this no time for me loneliness, I see happen all the time with people not having time for themselves. And you might be able to relate to this, and that might be why you meditate, where you are really busy and engaged doing great things in your life, but you just don't give yourself enough introspective time. And so you can feel disconnected from yourself. You can feel like you don't know whether you're coming or going, or you really don't even know who you are anymore. And then number six is the untrustworthy friend's loneliness. And that's where you have a situation where you begin to doubt whether your friends have kind and helpful intentions towards you, that there's something that you don't quite trust about your friends. So you're not really able to confide in them, and then that feels like an important element of your friendship is missing. So you might feel lonely around your friends, even if you have fun with them, if you feel like you just can't really trust them. Or you could be part of a group of friends that you sort of have to be friends with these people. You may have known them for years, but maybe they're colleagues from work, or maybe they're spouses of your spouse's friends, and you just don't really have much in common, but you have to keep up a relationship with them. So this can feel lonely and isolating. And then finally, there's the quiet presence loneliness. And this is where you may feel lonely because you miss having someone else's quiet presence. So you might be really active socially in your life and have lots of friends, but you don't really have anyone to hang out with at home, or maybe on the weekends when you want to go out and do something. You don't have anyone to kind of pal around with, just someone who could be a spur of the moment, let's go do something kind of crazy and fun type of person. And if you need people around you a lot in your life, then you can experience this quiet presence type of loneliness. Now, I wanted to share these types of loneliness with you because I feel like maybe you may not have really considered the kind of loneliness that you may experience. At least not considered it in depth or targeted. Like, some of these identifiers are pretty targeted. And I think that they're also universal. Many of us experience them at some times in our life. So right now, what I encourage you to do is to consider which identifier you identify with the most. Maybe you're not feeling lonely these days, but you could think about situations where you're a little prone to feeling lonely when those situations occur. And so think about this particular identifier and what you might do to give yourself support in this area. So say, for example, you have the type of identifier where there's no time for me loneliness, where you're friends with lots of people, but they just don't really connect to where it's a deep connection and it feels a little bit superficial. You might think about, is there one person that you really do connect with a little bit, but when you're together in a group, there's not that connection? Could you meet that person individually and connect with them? I know that for myself, I experienced this kind of loneliness where I would get together regularly with a group of people, but it was just kind of shallow connection. And I like to go a little deeper. So there was one person in the group that I felt there would be that potential to connect with on a deeper level. And so I make plans with this person, and now we get together regularly and we become great friends, and there is that deeper connection. So think about some of these identifiers and what you might be able to do if you really just gave it some thought to feel more connected. So this is what you're challenged to do right now as you get ready to meditate. Take this into your meditation. Think about it as you're walking around, maybe doing errands. And if you'd like to be guided in a meditation on loneliness, you can find my full guided meditations. You can be guided for up to 30 minutes if you'd like. Over at a subscription membership site I have called Slow Down Nation, and it's actually on my website, so you can find that at sipandom.com. That's sipandom.com. And you can try it out for 2 weeks free if you'd like. You get access to over 1,000 meditations, and you get a journal that is customized for each week's theme. And you also get a slowdown guide with all the techniques nicely organized for you. So you don't have to remember what the breathing technique was or the mudra or the affirmation. It's organized for you. And you also get a private Facebook group that goes along with the membership site. Again, you can find it over at my website at sipandom.com. And if you're enjoying these meditation techniques and insight and inspiration that helps you along your meditation journey, then please let me know. I'd love to hear from you. If you went over to iTunes and just left a rating or review, it takes you less than 2 minutes to do, but it means so much to me. And let me know how you're doing, how you're meditating, and any themes you might like me to share in the future. I read every review, and I'm very grateful for those of you who have already left reviews. I really appreciate that. Now go take this technique where you consider the kind of loneliness you might experience and how you could support yourself. Take it into your meditation and remember you are so worth slowing down for.